So I've been trying to do this for a while now, and I think I might have come up with a way to make it work. So welcome to the start of a new podcast, which doesn't really have a name yet. I've been kicking around the idea of Droidcast, but that's kind of lame, if you ask me. So it's like my placeholder. Maybe it'll stick. I really hope it doesn't, but we'll see. But anyways, the point of this is to see just how far I can push my Droid 4. I do a lot of work on it. It's really common for me to develop software and just use it as a daily driver. I consume media. It's my travel companion, everything. So why not make a podcast on it? I think there's a huge opportunity for me to record and edit and produce a podcast, especially now that I've modified my blog so that I can actually publish all of that content and media without needing like a big crufty Docker container to make it live. But the biggest issue for a while has been that I would go to record an episode and I would get maybe 5 minutes into the recording and also would start to complain about overruns. Now, I believe it's probably related to the SD card in the Droid. It's all run off of a little 32 gigabyte SD card. It's not the fastest, and it's also, I think, about 2 years old at this point. The Droid occasionally locks up waiting for disk writes, so my best guess is that the disk is probably dying, and I really need to replace that. But I haven't yet. Fortunately, I have backups, so if it does go on at some point, I'll be all right. But I haven't gotten around to it. So recently, to kind of give a little bit more oomph to the Droid, I set up a Ramifest temp on ZSwap, which has been great. But that got me thinking, like, I have about a quarter of a gig of space that I could record to that should be, you know, as fast as RAM. It should be quite better than recording to the disk. There shouldn't be any lag writing into the RAMFS. It's kind of the intent. I've got the slow old system and I can just cache all of that. Now, the limitation obviously is that I only have 256 megabytes of space in there to work with, so these are gonna be short. I'm thinking that my episodes may end up being somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes at the most, because if I record a segment in the morning, I might have, you know, enough time to speak for 15 minutes. And that might be the sum total of the episode, or I might have, you know, just enough time to spend a few minutes talking about something and then revisit it later in the day when I have more control over my free time. So that's the idea. I've got a podcasting studio in my pocket and I'm going to try and produce podcasts on the go. Right now I'm actually sitting in the parking lot, ready to go into work. It's 9:26, you know, nothing crazy. I just want to set the stage and see where it goes. And so far, this hasn't been a very long recording, but there's been zero overruns or anything like that. So far, this seems to be a little bit better. I do need to find a better way to stop the recording. I know for a fact when I go to Control-C and stop the script, it's probably going to make some mic noise because of how I'm holding the Droid. I think using i3, I could probably kill the terminal, but then I would need to change the way that my trap on the script works so that, you know, it will pull the file out of the temp directory and into, you know, my podcasting directory to be edited later on. All of that's doable. And that's kind of the great part of this is, I mean, I've got Alpine Linux on this thing, so all the tools are super familiar. There's nothing weird. I'm not having to learn how to use some GUI audio editing platform like Audacity. I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm using FFmpeg. I'm using Socks. I'm using AlsoRecord, all of the common tooling that just exists in the ecosystem, and making use of what is probably not a great mic array, but like pretty good considering, you know, I'm just sitting in my car. So I'm excited. I've got like a pipeline of scripts that I can run through to edit, you know, the audio that I record and produce and stitch it together into different episodes and add sound effects. And I really need to go about recording those sound effects. I think it'd be really cool to like crank the gain on the mics and go walk around Portland and get some snippets of like the birds chirping in spring or just some of the road noise and then reduce it so it's not like overwhelmingly loud. I've done a couple of tests walking into the office like that where I've been able to get birds from well down the street, like well away from where I'm at, on the audio for the droid, on the recording. And I think with the current gain, which is like a quarter currently, that in a quiet environment, you probably a little background noise right now. I've got like, you know, my engine's still running and there is a little bit of AC running because it's like 70 degrees. We're getting a little hot here in Maine. But, you know, it shouldn't be much. And if I were to crank it up, you'd hear just about everything, which is kind of cool. There's great potential for me to take like a two-segment or three-segment piece of like 15 minutes each, something that's really feasible to record on the droid in disparate pieces and stitch them together with interesting snippets of sound from throughout my day. It's like it's all kind of nebulous. I've been thinking about this idea for a while and it does seem a little silly in my mind to sit here and talk to a phone for about 10 minutes about wanting to do a thing that I've been trying to do for a few months, but I think the build up to this, the anticipation and excitement, obviously it's something I want to do that I'm invested in doing. And even if this particular podcast's quality isn't as good as it could be, I think it really kind of showcases how far you can push, you know, last year's technology. It's not like the droid is powerful. It has a weak 2-core ARM CPU, a little bit less than a gig of RAM, a slow 32 gigabyte SD card, but it runs the mainline Linux kernel. I've got WireGuard on it. I've got everything that I would expect to use to manage an audio pipeline from any Linux box right here at my hands. So when you're thinking about what do I do with this piece of junk computer that has like an Atom processor from 2011 or 2012, that's still perfectly usable. You can find a use for it. It doesn't need to be relegated to a landfill where it's just going to be an ecological problem. There's a purpose for it, even if it sits in a corner and does something like host a web server for a small niche Tilde community. There's a use case for it, and being creative about that, really trying to push the limitations and the boundaries of our existing technology rather than, you know, running out to buy the Mac M2 because it's shiny is really nice. Obviously, I'm not going to be compiling, you know, massive software on my droid. I have CI/CD pipelines and an LXD cluster at home in my home lab that I push a large amount of my more complicated tasks onto. Like I mentioned Docker previously for my blog. For a few years, I was literally packing up the entire website into a Docker container and just deploying that. And it required me to have an x86-64 computer to build the container with, because there is no way that this itty-bitty ARM 7 CPU is going to be able to cross-compile a big old chunky Docker container. It can barely handle it for ARM Docker containers. I think it runs out of memory, quite frankly. So, you know, that kind of stuff gets pushed off to the virtualization, to, you know, the container and virtual machine hosts. And I lean heavily on my skills as a systems administrator to make these sorts of computers feasible for me. But you just get creative and you can figure it out. And at worst case, you can do like an old school computer challenge. But so anyways, I'm going to revisit this in a little bit. I think I've got some more pontificating that I can do on the subject. I could probably wax poetic about it for some time. But anyways, I'll see you guys after work. All right, so we're back. It's the end of the day, and I've been thinking a lot about the podcast. I've been talking a little bit about it with some friends and trying to come up with, you know, a better name, a logo, a plan, and I think I've got some of that. As usual, talking with people and actually discussing the things that I want to do in some weird nebulous fashion ends up giving it a lot of shape and form. And I have really good friends who are just super excited about the things that I'm excited about and willing to give random suggestions about everything. So Lucidiate gave a great suggestion for the name for this podcast. Really just based off the fact that I told him I want to ramble and record it on a low-tech device. And he's like, it's the Low-Tech Radio Gazette. Perfect. I am absolutely sold. That is just a wonderful name. So here we go. Low-Tech Radio Gazette. LTRG. I dig it. And then Mio suggested that for what I was kind of nebulously naming LambdaCast, that it could be the Lambda Record, which just has such a nice, like, poignant ring to it. It feels very official. Like, the blog is Lambda Create. I'm creating knowledge in the things that I do. I'm teaching myself and anybody who's interested in the weird things that I do. And in the same way, it's like, this is a record of the things that I find important. It's interviews and discussions with friends and ponderings. Not this podcast. The other one that is still under production, because I can't just do one thing in focus. I have to have ADHD brain and do a million different things and have tons of running projects and make random amounts of progress on everything. But it's fun. I work really well like that. I can't just do one thing. Hey, it's here. It's me. And I'm enjoying it. I'm actually having a lot of fun doing this, even though it's just me sitting in the parking lot right now. I think after reviewing the audio from the first segment of this, I did notice that if I don't talk directly at the droid, like if I turn my head to the side like I'm doing right now, you probably notice that on the right side the audio probably just faded. That's due to the way the mic speakers are set up on the droid. It may also be the way that I'm holding it. I just moved my hand off of what I believe is one of the mic arrays, so I have some figuring out to do. There's going to be kind of a posture that I need to sit in and a way to hold this device to get the best audio quality with my, you know, kind of limited hardware, but I think it's doable. I was actually really impressed that the audio was clear. There wasn't a lot of background noise. If you turned it up really loud, you could hear a bit, but it wasn't bad. It was actually a lot better quality than I thought it was. So I feel like this has some real merit to it, and there wasn't a single overrun, no stuttering, nothing was lost. The RAMFS idea really makes this possible on the droid. So now I've got like 20 minutes worth of record time in my little RAMFS because I So the first segment was like 10 and a half minutes. It came out to 108 megabytes in WAV format. And the RAM FS is like 256 megabytes. So, you know, 20 minutes is not full utilization, but it's like right there where I know if I'm going for 20 minutes and watching the clock, I won't run over and lose something. I won't get caught off unexpectedly. So it's kind of coming together. That means in theory, I could do a 40-minute podcast all on my Droid. Or if I just wanted to record in triplicate segments, or in three segments, I could do a full hour. Like, that's really doable, especially if I have something that I want to discuss, that I'm really interested in discussing. It was really easy to talk for 10 minutes this morning about, you know, how excited I am to do this podcast, and it's really easy for me to sit back down at the end of the day and be excited about the things that I've been discussing and wanting to do, because it feels like I'm finally actually doing them. Now, we'll see. This is kind of uncohesive and just me rambling, because I've never done a podcast. I've never produced a podcast before. I've done plenty of like interviews. I've given presentations, and they are always kind of difficult for me because it makes me nervous. But I am somewhat nervous doing this. So we'll see. I'll try and be more focused when I'm discussing things in the next set of episodes. This is literally just me talking about how excited I am to do this. I think expect this podcast to be a little bit more focused, a little bit just randomly frequent. I guess whenever I feel like I have something to talk about, I'll do one. I'll do an episode and I'll post it and it'll just happen. I'm not going to set any sort of expectations up for myself. I'm just going to make a podcast and it'll be a thing. And I think I really want to talk about technology and the way that I use my resources, their limitations, how I work around those things. And that's kind of where the low-tech Radio Gazette idea comes from. I want it to be parts of, you know, creativity, parts of, you know, low-tech computing, and in kind of a news broadcasty format-ish. Once again, as I've said probably a dozen times on this podcast, this episode, it's very nebulous. I have very little structure currently and will spend a lot more time figuring out what to do. I might even write like a very simple teleprompter software that I could run on the Droid, because right now I have my recording script running, and it's just running a record, and it has a little trap that'll move the file out of the RAMFS into a specific directory so I can, you know, modify it later. But it's super possible that I could have my i3 window split in such a way, or like a tmux setup split, that would run the recording and also load a script in like a teleprompter and just panel through it with like less or more or something like that. It wouldn't be hard. Like, you just need to have some sort of delay or some scrolling input. The USB input on the Droid actually does work, so there's a potential where I could get like a Blackmagic scroll wheel and do a very literal teleprompter. Those are all built on Linux back at this TV station that I used to work at too, so it's like, this isn't strange territory. It's entirely possible that I could build my own teleprompter to run on a Droid, to produce a podcast on the Droid. There are just silly ideas here. So many silly ideas. In fact, as I was talking about what I want to do with this podcast, Lucidiate and Mio suggested that I could eventually, like, make more complex audio recording. Like, it was kind of something that the three of us came up with together, is that I could run a Murmur server on the Droid, and then just with some simple port forwarding or maybe a WireGuard VPN mesh, they could connect in to the Droid on Mumble, and then I could interview people or talk with them on the Droid while recording the podcast. And while it might be a very short 20-minute segment or something like that, or I guess if I expand my RAMFS to, a few more hundred megabytes, you could do like a 30-minute interview really easily, assuming that the latency to the Murmur server wouldn't be absolute trash because the wireless NIC on the Droid is iffy at best. If that doesn't work and it's something that is interesting to me as the producer or other people, the listeners, then I could just as easily throw a Murmur server on my LXD cluster and offload that to something else. If I want to keep it low tech, I could probably figure something out. I feel like Murmur is a really light solution as far as like interviewing people go. The audio quality won't be perfect, but it will be of the same quality as this. So just more nebulous plans. I've got a name, I have a direction, and I'm excited to be doing this. So that's it. Just great development for a day. I get to start my day recording, end my day recording, and in between I've come up with a name for the podcast, thanks to the wonderful input of my friends. So there we go. Thank you guys. And thank you for listening. If you listen to like 20 minutes of me rambling, I promise to do it lots more later.